Colossus. Come to the Red Show.
Welcome to Colossus vs. the World, where a man with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe maintains that he can wreck it all and conquer with the X-Men known as Colossus.
I fucking can.
It's like this is the beginning of where the theme song comes in. And you just enter the, I fucking can.
Dude, I've already got like several kills and two more conquests under my belt.
All right, well, let's, you know what, just cue the fucking music, I guess. We'll go back to the music and we'll just, let's wrap this up. Let's just jump in.
Was there supposed to be more foreplay?
I usually do like a little intro, like my name is Pedro, GM and creator of Worldwalkers, and with me is...
Frank Colossus.
Frank Colossus, that's your name now?
Da.
All right, we're just going to jump into it.
Who shows up but the White Queen herself and her sock puppet?
Sock puppet.
Yeah. Was that bad? Now they've got beef.
Yeah.
And
valid beef or
invalid beef? Look, the White Queen maybe has beef with me.
Maybe just because I killed her husband.
No, were they married?
Yeah.
I just thought they were banging.
Can't see why she'd be upset. They're just banging.
She wants to try out some thoroughbred.
Wow.
A thoroughbred Russian.
So, you've just broken out of your cell, and then the wall was knocked down, I believe.
There was a crack of thunder, too.
A crack of thunder, and then Emma Frost takes a few steps in, and the weight of her psyche can be felt the moment you see her.
No.
Stepping from behind her is the X-Men known as Storm, Aurora. Illinois herself.
Aurora Borealis.
And she carries a different kind of look on her face, whereas Emma has a look, a kind of a mix of pain and excitement. Storm has nothing but concern on her face. Emma takes a few steps forward and she just kind of smiles. Is this Pietro?
Is this what you want, Emma?
This is very much what I want.
You're going to make Storm a murderer.
And Storm takes a step forward at that point, and she says, the way that Emma wants to do this is not the way we're going to do this. And you can see Emma just like a little like curl of a smile. It's like just the tip of her lips just kind of curls up into a smile. And Storm says, I'm here because we knew that no prison would contain you. You need to come with us. Something has happened. The Pietro I know would not be doing what has happened. And she kind of chokes up a little. It would not be doing what has been done. Someone has gotten into your head, Pietro.
Da.
What has happened? Who?
I look over at the White Queen. Who indeed? Who stands to gain the most? From this, it's none other than the Hellfire Club.
Oh my god. And Storm says, we need to bring you back to the X-Mansion.
Will I be safe?
And Emma kind of just can't help but smile again. And Storm says, if you come with us, yes, you will be safe.
Okay. Drake going like da, but okay. Yeah. Like da, okay.
And Emma looks a little surprised.
But I need her away. I do not trust her. She's gotten her claws in me before.
And Emma says, not a chance. Let me into your mind. I'll make sure you get back to the mansion just fine.
Emma, you know that don't work.
And Storm says, you have to submit.
Not to her.
And Storm says, then power down. Was that your power down sound?
Yeah.
Storm kind of looks around and says, Emma, is this okay? And Emma says, sure. If he's willing to let me into his mind.
No.
We can't risk taking him back and letting him get the jump on us. It's as simple as that.
Is there anyone else around me? None of the inmates?
Mysteriously, no.
Oh, man.
Even Emma, the inmates nearby are just, like, sleeping.
Emma fucking killed them. They're not sleeping. I can't hear them snore. Get out of my head, Emma.
Emma says, I'm not getting on a plane with this monster while he's awake.
How can I trust you not to take my mind?
She goes, oh, you can't. And Storm says, please, Emma.
Fuck me, man. Okay, do I know if I'm on the first floor or not?
Yeah, you're on the first floor.
Are there any windows?
No.
Shit, I'll make a window real quick, I guess. I'm sorry, overall.
What did you say?
Overall. I don't know. I can't say Storm's name without sounding weird with my Russian accent. So, I'm not classically trained. So, that's the armor sound. Sorry, I do not trust her. And I wish the people
on the podcast could see it. You just kind of sit there in your seat and go, chick, 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 and just wiggle your arms in the briefest of motions.
And yeah, I jump through my cell, like just barge through, like a kind of classic Children of the Atom style charge.
All right, so yeah, the metal, your skin just kind of gives way to the metal. The metal encases you, and then you just rush forward and crash through the wall. We're going to start. So you have the first turn. So you burst through the wall and you find yourself in the prison cafeteria.
Help, a mad woman is after me.
No one's moving.
Useless. Fuck it. I leap like 45 degrees Celsius. Like I'm just...
Highly 45 degrees Celsius.
I meant like leaping like towards, it's a spicy leap though, so it probably is like 45 degrees. And I'm out, dude. Like I'm not fucking with that. Oh yeah, dude. I was like,
all right, who do you give your turn to?
Myself, man.
Like, you can't give your turn to your fucking self.
I go to Storm.
So she says, Pietro, you've made a mistake. Please. And then she's. Raises her arms and you can feel like the winds rushing in. Basically this howling wind starts to rush through and swarm you and trying to keep you from moving. The winds themselves are trying to become a wall, a barrier that you can't get through.
Really?
It's trying. 18 with a D8.
Balls. I'm going to use a communist D6, what you call it. And then I'm going to use my godlike shrink to turn this into a positive.
Okay.
So, godlike shrink to redirect the wind. I don't know.
Yeah, you're just letting the wind carry you back into her.
I rolled a 1.
I will buy that.
Balls. I got a fuck with a D6. 7 with a D6. So, what is that? Step up then? I got D12 complication already.
Yep. So you jump forward into the wind to try to let it carry you back into Storm so you can take her out once and for all. And you find yourself instead kind of picked up by the winds, almost like you're in a whirlwind. You're battered back and forth. And yeah, you're in a tough spot. All right. And then she gives her turn to Emma. 13 with a D6.
So, communist D6. Ironclad loyalty, which is to myself. Can't use godlike strength. But I can't use that psych expert, baby. You know what? I'm gonna spend a plot point for a D6 push die. Got a worthless sack of shit. Yeah, well, I got a 5.
So that's a D8. Emotional complication. You suddenly start seeing the same scene repeat in the back of your mind, and it is the moment when you killed Cyclops.
That shit don't hurt.
It may not. It doesn't hurt you at all. So there was no hesitation in your killing of him.
No.
All right. So she puts that thought into your head.
Mm-hmm. Still no. Fucks with me, probably.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I assume I still take the damage, right?
No.
Oh, good.
Yeah, like she tries to. It's just like if a bullet shot you and you had metal on, you're immune. So in this particular instance, even though she succeeded, when you start seeing that scene that of you punching Cyclops
into the desk,
she becomes angry when she sees you look up and just start to laugh.
More of a smirk.
Yeah, as you look up and start to smirk. It's a new round. She's angry. She's going. 13 with a D10 for mental, no complication, mental stress. She looks at you as she kind of focuses. She says, fine, we won't play games.
16.
All right, so you kind of just shrug it off again. She starts to focus, and then you steal your mind and then look up at her. What do you say?
No.
She gives you the turn.
I'll try to do the loop and just dive kick at her.
You can try to take momentum of the wind and try to...
Yeah. Just to
kick off the ground, maybe?
Essentially, yeah.
Okay.
Just give her a big knee drop. And then, you know, I'm going to spend one plot point to add his push die. And I'm just hopefully going to just give her the whammy. Oh, come on. I rolled a 1 on the 12. Of all the people who are going to fucking backstab me. So in the plot point, I'm going to make this a 20 with a D8. Coo-coo-coo-choo, bitch.
Yeah, so you kick off and you try to come at her, and she just kind of laughs, and she kind of has, like, her arms folded, but, like, her fingers to her chin, and she just quickly steps to the side, almost as if she was reading it. And then it's Storm's turn. Storm takes to the air now this time. Now she's seeing going up into the ceiling. She is going to start to summon the cold and try to bring ice all around you to try to trap you. 9 with a D8.
I'm going to flex it off then.
All right.
Godlike strength. This is the worst fucking roll. This is a pee-pee roll.
What'd you get?
I got an 8.
Oh, so there
no,
it is.
No, I got a 6.
Ooh, D8. So yeah, the ice, she starts to bring in the Arctic cold itself. And it's not like when Iceman's trapping you. It's not nearly as efficient, but it is starting to build. It's a new round. And she sees, like, the concentration that she's holding on the wind. She's still going to maintain it, but she's not convinced she can keep you in place with just the wind. So she's going to keep building the ice. 13 with a D12. It's 2 1s, it looks like, over here.
What'd you get?
I got a 13.
That's a raise.
You watch as the Arctic cold continues to pour in, and then suddenly she kind of throws her hands back, and all the doors fly open, the tables start to fly over, the chairs start to crash against the wall, and then just with all of her might, she just summons the coldest of the winds and just wraps around you and then just freezes you in place, and she almost crashes to the ground from the exhaustion it took. And then you watch through the ice as Emma casually walks her way towards you. And then you sleep. And then you hear a voice. You don't know how much time has passed, but you hear a voice that says, hello, Pietro.
Da?
How are you doing?
Who's talking to me?
You can recognize it's Emma.
Fuck. I've been better. What is it you want?
I want to put you in a very dark place. Originally, I wanted to make you face the crimes that you committed, make you understand what you did, torture you with the pain you surely must have felt, however small. But I realize it's a dead end. I realize whatever happened to you, maybe you've always been like this and you've been waiting, but there's no shred of human decency in you at all.
That's not true.
Really?
Da. Decency has due terms, though.
Before you finally leave this world, before I leave you in a realm of torture, the likes of which you've never seen, before I pack up your psyche and put it in my pocket and spend the rest of my days torturing you, I want to know why. What were you trying to accomplish in your time?
I recall the jungles of Selenia like they were yesterday. There, as the sun beat down on my sweaty brow, I saw a vision. A new America, as good as it once was before the colonists took over, back when New York was still called Amsterdam. Shut up, Emma. Let me finish. If you're going to pack my psyche in a duffel bag, then you're going to have to hear this first. And I realized what my new mission was: to liberate America from the corporations, from the minutiae of modern life. To do that, I would first have to get rid of those closest to me. To shred all pretense and let the world know that I absolutely meant business. So that's why I ganked Summers.
Ganked Summers!
Nightcrawler was an unfortunate casualty in the situation, but he still got it in the end. Bobby had to be shattered next once he stepped up to the plate. I believe you Americans called it a home run.
Oh my god.
Beast was spared because he's a good man.
Beast was spared
because he was a good man. Look, I'm telling the fucking story here. The plan from there was to meet with Wilson Fisk and charter a flight to Alaska and meet with our old friend Forge. From there, build up an army of colossuses from different dimensions and worlds, timelines even. We would have conquered this continent and then this planet. Would have renamed New York Amsterdam as I became the Tsar of America. Vodka on tap. Ice skating on every channel. We would have brought the jungles of Selenyarsk, the winters of that one place. Would have brought it all here. Good dancing. It would have been a better world. But now you're going to rob it. Rob it like it was a simple heist. Done bad. And that's when I let myself go.
What do you mean?
I break out. That's what I'm... That was a bluff. I hope it works.
No, you... You thought you were just going to tell me you got out and then yeah, let you out?
Yeah, I got plot points, man.
There's a moment of silence. And she says, so that's truly why you killed my husband.
Nah. You could have worked with me like the professor did.
The professor did.
I let myself go.
What do you mean?
If I can control this consciousness...
You're just going to let yourself die?
Yeah.
Colossus. There's nothing. It's silence. And then she says, do you think you can just kill yourself because you want it? Do you think I would let you go that easy?
I was hoping. It did, in the end, be the same thing.
Oh, no. It's going to be much different.
Not if I have anything to say about it.
But you don't.
All right, I'm going to use Psych Expert.
You going to try and fight it?
I'm going to try and fight it.
All right, let's do this.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
All right, you go first, man.
I send back images, fabricated images, of course, because I'm sure she's seen what I've already seen from Cyclops' death. But I want, like, to show images of, like, Cyclops' head bouncing off the back of the... bouncing off the top of the desk.
Jesus.
And me wearing the shades already. And just the most, like, unman-like scream coming. Woo!
What the fuck?
Almost like a kazoo went off.
Sure. So 8 is what I have to beat?
Yeah, you gotta beat an 8. I just hope it stings a little.
So you send that image and you think about that, you focus on it, and then you feel it almost hit this, like, this force, this immovable force, and it never goes outside of your own mind. Her turn.
Can't wait, she's still bitter.
12 with a D10. She focuses, and then you can see a snowy field, and then you can see footprints, and then your mind's eye kind of follows those footprints, these small, dainty footprints, until it catches up to the person leaving the footprints. She's wearing a small black coat with white furry trim and a small black kind of ski cap with long, beautiful blonde hair spilling out from underneath it. And the camera that your mind's eye kind of races up and then finds the face of the person, and it's your sister.
Who's my sister?
You truly know nothing about fucking...
Wait, is this... Hold on. I only know this because I think I maybe remember this from the show.
Ileana.
Ileana!
Oh my god. But you see her face, and you see that she's trying to make it to your house in Russia. And it looks like she's holding herself. She looks weak. She's slowly reaching her hand out to you. And then from behind her, large shadows stretch out from the snow. Creatures of indeterminate shape with deep red crimson eyes are beginning to circle her and tear her asunder. What's your reaction, Roll?
Remember the good times I have with my sister, I guess. I don't know if I had any good times there. I don't know. Ooh. That's an 11 with the okay. D8.
Can I got a 12?
The D10. It's a 15.
Spending another pop point?
Yeah.
All right, so you fight it. You remember the non-descriptive good times that you yourself have no idea of, but surely Colossus has.
Me taking care of her while she was sick in, like, I don't know, Tibet.
In Tibet.
We traveled, I guess, right? I don't know.
No, you didn't. No.
Well, she was sick one day, and I fucking took care of her.
Got it.
Conservator Earl Grey.
All right. So, next round, it's her turn. She didn't give it to herself.
Really?
You are feeding her the soup. And then she looks up at you and she says, I don't feel so good. And she starts to choke. And you realize that something must have been in the soup. Some sort of bottle near the stove must have fallen in. And this might be your doing.
Fuck.
18 with a D10.
Another plot point for push die.
How many plot points have left?
I got 2. Motherfucking a 15.
All right, 15. So yeah, you do take the D10 complication, hallucinations. Your turn.
You gotta play me dirty like that, Emma. How's this then? It's gonna be kind of gross, Pedro. It's Emma, mid-coitus. With a broken and battered dead Cyclops. His face is no more. His downstairs mix-up is broken in half. And he still has the embalming fluid in him. And she just calls him by White Queen.
Oh my god! Going out with a bang.
Almost
huh?
as good as Gene.
Oh my Jesus, go fucking roll.
Fuck her then. We're gonna call this baby a 16 with a D6. If I get one pain out of her, then this will be a successful game. Because she's going to have to think about that every now and then.
I had to burn my Dune Dice for it. But.
So it didn't hit her at all? Does she know?
No, it never got to her. So again, that force kind of comes up and you're meeting her psychic resistance and you're not getting anywhere inside of her.
Okay, so I'll give the turn back to myself.
Yep.
I'm going to do the same thing again, only this time I'm going to add the bear from The Shining. That's a 6 with a D6. Come on, Emma, just fucking bust.
I got an 8, so... Her turn. You hold Ileana in your arms and try to comfort her. And the moment you do, your metallic skin starts to burn her skin away. 10 with the D10. Jesus.
14, baby! I remember when she got better. Remember the time we played at the park? We made snowmen. Snow rushes. Mm-hmm. Snowmen with those badass little, like, toppers like they do in the castle from Tetris.
13 with a D10.
8 with a D6.
So you finish building the snowmen, you take a step back, and the snowmen start to grow, and they start to pull more snow on themselves, and you rush forward to try to stop the snowmen, and every time you break one, it splits, and two more build themselves from the wreckage, and you continue trying to defend your sister, and then finally they grow large enough, their branches twist and creak, and sometimes even break and splinter, and then all of them stretch out and begin piercing your sister from all sides. And then she kind of finds herself suspended in the air, blood dripping and gushing everywhere as she starts to choke out. And she looks at you, and she had with her pleading eyes, she says, Pietro, brother. And you can see they've even pierced her lungs, and you don't know if... You pull the branches out, will you finish the work that these things have created, these things have started? What can you do? We don't really know.
I keep thinking of ways to add to the scene. I mean, don't get me wrong. That was a terrible scene you built for me. Meanwhile, in the bedroom.
God.
Nightcrawler keeps bamfing in and out.
What?
Going, mein Gott! Mein Gott! Mein Gott! Mein Gott! Oh,
just throw the fucking dice.
Honestly, this is all I've got.
I can tell that this is the... the worst you could think of. It's just a bad porno with a Hitler Nightcrawler.
What?
Mein Kampf?
Mein Gott.
Oh, I thought you were saying Mein Kampf. Go ahead, roll the dice.
Sebastian Shaw's in there too. My only hope was ace or something. Best roll of my fucking life. That's a 10 with a D5. Or fuck, a D8.
And this is to assault her, right?
This, yeah. I like it sound weird.
Yeah, well, it's not weird so far, that's true.
He's just stroking his beard. Mutant kind is over. That's what he says.
She's safe.
Really?
Yeah. Well, she has psychic resistance. You're trying to assault an Omega class telepath.
I know, but, you know.
You're going again?
Yeah, same image.
found the wheelhouse.
If this is it, then I'm just going to Donkey Kong Cyclops on this, in the same image. 7 plus 5 is 12 with a D8. Fuck your dice up. Just please.
14.
Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in.
Her turn. Let's see what happened. Yeah, 10 with a D8, actually.
Well, if my sister's involved, then I'm just going to kill my sister.
Oh, wow. There, here we go.
6 with a D8. I just take my sister out, I guess.
Well, you rush forward, and you realize you're going to have to end it, put her out of her misery, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of the limbs, all of the these weird snow creatures' limbs retract. And she falls to the ground. She looks up and she's like, I don't think it was real. I think it was just... And she looks up and you just... And you punch right through her face. You smash her small frame. You splatter her across the snow.
Oh, Jesus. How young was she?
She's like 12.
Oh, Jesus balls.
And you can feel yourself unable to stop. And that's the last memory that you'll ever form. You just keep repeating that memory.
Oh Jesus.
The end. Thanks for listening to Colossus versus the World. Sorry that it took so long to get this last episode out. I hope it was worth the wait.
I don't know if it was.
These are really fun to make. I can't lie. I didn't, when we first went into this, I wasn't sure if like a one-on-one kind of game would work, but this turned out pretty well, man.
I mean, it started off really well.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Your plans didn't work out the way I blew my load
right away. I should have played my cards closer to my chest.
A little bit.
But I mean, it was right there, dude. Like,
I guess I...
Like, you know, he was, you know, he has
back. I dropped the hint in the first game that Magneto was downstairs.
I know. Like, so, like. So
that's what I thought. I thought you'd go get the helmet. Look. Yeah.
In my defense, okay, there were Cyclops.
Yeah.
At the desk, not suspecting a thing. It was a nice, warm day out. And, you know, it just, I saw how defensive it was. Like, oh, Mr. Robinson, are you trying to seduce me? Boom! I had to.
That's the weakest defense you could have erected.
I wanted to take out Cyclops because
okay,
I knew.
Okay, that's not defense, and that's just admitting.
But like, it was the temptation was too good.
And here we are. So again, thanks guys. Thanks everyone for listening. This is really fun.
I had that idea for so fucking long.
What?
The Colossi.
I know. I was
X-Men.
Excited to see how X-Men Red. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Versus the world. Hold on, I gotta get the dog.
You have to remember, Emma, that you'll never know the feel of Cyclops inside of you anymore. Because he's dead. I pollard his face with a new color. The color of blood. When you think about him, he'll be red, just like Mother Russia. Added a postscript. There will always be an absence, Emma, inside of you.
Oh, now that Cyclops, this is what I come back to.
Now that Scott can't be in you.
Oh my God.